Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I saw a video yesterday when I was scrolling on social media that one of my favorite authors, Kate Bowler, who is also a professor at Duke Divinity School, as part of her work, has created a mural in Durham. It says, "Life is so beautiful, and life is so hard." It's both, right? So often in our lives and in our life of faith, we have two seemingly things that are quite different, that are quite opposite, that seem to contradict one another, that are true. We know about this as Lutherans, right? We believe that we are fully saint and fully sinner. We believe in the law and the gospel. We believe in the already and the not yet. Life is so beautiful, and life is so hard. Well, today on Pentecost Sunday, we are going to talk about another seemingly paradoxical contradiction, that there is unity in diversity. So I know that you all love it when I preach really long sermons, but I've decided that I'm going to take part of this Sunday's sermon and divide it for today, and then have part two next Sunday. So this Sunday and next Sunday's sermon are very connected, and in many ways are two parts of one sermon. But for today, we're going to look at how we are called to be united, one in Christ, while being incredibly diverse in the body of Christ. So every Sunday, we have four scriptures that are read aloud: an Old Testament lesson, a psalm, a New Testament lesson, and the gospel. Now, some Sundays, it's really easy to figure out how all of these readings are connected. Some Sundays, it's really hard, and there are some Sundays where I really can't even figure it out. And so this Sunday, when I was looking at the Old Testament lesson, the lesson from Genesis, the Tower of Babel story that I'm sure many of us are familiar with, I kind of wondered why it was paired with the Pentecost story in Acts, because at first they didn't really seem to go together. But then it hit me. In Genesis, we read about God creating multiple languages and God creating many cultures. And then in Acts, we read about the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, and there are many languages being spoken. So often when we've read this story about the Tower of Babel, how many of you have heard that God creating many languages and dispersing people throughout all the earth is a punishment for what they were doing? Well, if you look at it a little bit differently, what was happening is that they were all speaking one language, and they were all in one place. And that wasn't what God had desired or intended for humanity. If you go back a little bit further in Genesis, God told the humans in the garden to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the whole earth. But at the Tower of Babel story, what we read about is them all coming together in one place and them all speaking the same language, wanting to hunker down together and be together. And God says, "No, that's not what I had designed. That's not what I intended. That is not my will for humanity." And so God gave them multiple languages and scattered them throughout the earth. And when God scattered the humans throughout the earth, cultures were created. Because if you think about it, when you go to different places, if you are scattered to a northern climate, your clothing is going to look different. You're going to need warm clothing. You're going to need layers. The clothing that you make from the resources around you are going to look different than the clothing that you need in a warmer climate, and the resources that are available in a warmer climate. Even in North Carolina, think about how we dress differently in the winter than we do in the summer. And when you go to different places of the earth and you're eating from the earth, the foods, the plants and animals that you find in one area, the spices, the flavors, you're not going to find that in another area. And so different foods formed up in these communities. So different languages, different clothing, different foods, different cultural practices, the music that was created by scattering people throughout the earth, because as they made instruments from the things of the earth around them, the things that were available to one group of people to create instruments would be different than the resources available to the other people. So different music was created. So what's happening in Genesis 11 is that God is saying, no, I told you to go and be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and you've not done that. You've stayed in one place, and you've all wanted to stay the same. God didn't want humanity to stay the same. So God created multiple languages and multiple cultures by spreading people throughout the earth. Diversity in God's eyes is quite beautiful, and I believe that this is what God intended for humanity. And so then we come to the story in Acts, where the Spirit comes with the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and there's something like tongues of fire that rest upon people, so that as they are filled with the Holy Spirit, they are able to share the good news with all of those gathered in Jerusalem, people from different places, in different cultures, with different languages. And they are able to share with all of those different people the good news of Christ in their own language. And so think about this. When the Holy Spirit came, God didn't undo the giving of multiple languages by causing everybody at Pentecost to speak the same language, by the disciples and apostles being gathered and they're still speaking Aramaic or Greek and everybody can somehow understand their language. What God did in sending the Holy Spirit was God gave the apostles the ability to speak in the languages of other people so that they could hear the good news in their own language and their native language. Again, God is blessing diversity and is showing us that in diversity there is great beauty. God didn't undo Babel and say, okay, we're going to go back to just one language and have the same language. No, God gave the disciples and the apostles the ability to speak the native language of those gathered around so that all could hear the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So God created diversity, and it was beautiful in Genesis. But because of our sinfulness and brokenness as humans, we forgot that diversity was beautiful. And we've over and over again wanted to go back to Babel, where we are all the same, where we want other people to look like us. We want other people to speak our language, and we want other people to value the same things that we do. And what happens over time, and we see this unfortunately in our own culture, is we begin to think that our part of diversity, that our way of being, that our color of skin, that our clothes, that our culture is better than the other cultures. Now, this happens all over the world, but because we are Americans, we can specifically see this in our American culture. We have a long history of racism in the United States, and as Lutherans, we believe that any form of racism is a sin. And yet we take part in it every day when we look at someone and we see them as other. And we think only if somebody looked a little more like us, or they spoke the same language as us, or they ate the same foods as us, then things would be better. We don't want things to be different. We don't want people to be or to look like the other. But then the gift of the Holy Spirit comes and unites us all into one. And so we have different languages, we have different cultures, we have differences. God loves it and calls it beautiful and intends for that to be the case. But in our brokenness, we don't want to be diverse. We all want to be the same. And sometimes we see ourselves as better than others. And then the Holy Spirit comes, and because of the Holy Spirit, we are able to be one. And we hear all kinds of language like this in the New Testament, right? There's no longer Greek or Jew, slave or free, male or female. We hear about Peter talking a little bit later in Acts that there is no partiality in God's love. And what all of that means is that differences aren't undone because of God's love. Differences aren't undone because of the sending of the Holy Spirit. But we now, with the power of the Holy Spirit and the gift of God's love, are free from the need and free from the brokenness of thinking of others as less than us, or thinking of ourselves as better than others. We're able to be freed so that we recognize that God loves everybody, that the Holy Spirit is poured out upon everybody, and that truly in God's love there is no partiality. This is the unity and oneness that God gives us in Christ Jesus. Not that we go back and become all the same and speak all the same language and are part of all the same culture, but that in Christ Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, all of God's people all over the world are different and diverse and are one and are united into one body because God loves us all and there is no partiality in God's love. And next Sunday, on Holy Trinity Sunday, we're going to look at one of the most beautiful examples of this. We believe that everybody is created in the image of God. And one of the ways that we can think about that is about how the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are all different, but they're also one and they're united. And so that one of the ways that we bear the image of God is by bearing the image of the unity and love that they have in the midst of diversity within the relationship that they share. So I know this is really heady, but it's really important because our country and our world is so divided, and we are trained to see others as different and to see different as bad. But the good news is that in God's love, different is beautiful. And even though we are different, we are still one in Christ, because Christ's love undoes all of the disparities. Christ's love undoes any reason we can think of why God shouldn't love someone as much as God loves us. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. This is true. And they'll know we are Christians by our love and by the way that we live out the love of God. Amen.